Hey, Bubba. And I got it. I got it. Here. Hi. How's work today? Oh, it couldn't be that bad. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Oh, this might make you feel better.
Yeah.
Food usually cheers you up. Yeah, I got you your favorite nuggets, fries, and a large IC. You're welcome, baby. Right, let me get out of here. I know. I don't mind dropping you off in the morning. Oh, I never mind dropping you off or picking you up. I love it. Yeah. Any reason to drive, especially with you. I love being in the car with you. Oh my God, it's wonderful. It's like one of my favorite things to do. Yeah, you and me on the road, just. We don't even have to be going anywhere, really. Yeah, we can literally just be driving around and just have a great time. I think it's a combination of things. Well, I think the biggest one is, one, I enjoy your company. Yeah, so it doesn't matter where we are, I'm enjoying myself with you. That's the second part. Yeah, I do like to drive. I know you don't believe me. It actually is a lot of fun. Yeah. Speed bump. 1 second. Ugh. Oh, we're free. Oh my God, I hate your complex. I do. Oh my God, it's terrible. I know. It's the speed bumps, really. They really don't do anything for anyone. Maybe. Just ruin your car. I do not go over them too fast. Mm-mm, I'm a safe driver. Yes, I am. If you're in the car, I'm a very responsible driver. Yeah, because I got precious cargo. I'm still safe when you're not in the car. I'm definitely safe when you're in the car. You want to, you can. Yeah, be my guest. No, leave that on. Oh, that's some good music. Yeah, of course you can eat. You can eat in the car, Bubba. You never make a mess. You can drop the occasional fry. Don't fuck me. Besides, I really need to clean my car anyway. Yeah, so make a mess now while you can. Maybe this weekend. Yeah. Are you working the weekend? You better not. No. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'll drive you. I'll drive you the whole weekend. I don't mind. No, you're not taking Ubers anymore. Because I don't like it when you take Ubers. I don't trust them. And trust me driving more. Especially with you. Yeah. No, you're not taking Uber anymore. Or Lyft, or whatever third company I can't even think of right now. Is there not another company that does ride service besides Uber and Lyft? You feel like there'd be more. Well, either way, you're not taking any more of them. No, because I'll drive you. You're never a burden, Bubba. Mm-mm. No, you're not. No. Besides, it's more time I get to spend with you. So how's that a burden? Exactly. I appreciate it, Bubba. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I may have stolen some of your fries while I was waiting for you anyway. Not a lot. Only a couple. I promise, I only took the soggy ones. Yeah. I spared you from it. I didn't want you to eat them. I saw them and I was like, those aren't going to be good, so. You all 10 nuggets. I didn't take any nuggets. No. I just picked up the fries. Do I owe you a new fries? Is that how that works now? So if I take your fries, I owe you a completely new fries. Wow, then that means I must get... I can't even imagine how many fries I'll get in the future. Yeah, that's more fries than I could possibly imagine. Yeah, if that's how it works. Yeah, if I consume fries, then I owe you a whole fry. Then yeah, I think I'm owed quite a bit of fries then, love. Aren't you taking advantage of how the system works? Are you sure? You're positive? I don't know. That's how it is. Okay, I guess so. You must be the authority on fries. Yeah, you are. You're funny. Yes, you are. I need both hands to drive. Give me your hand. I don't know if you're eating, I can, yeah. I just put my hand on your leg. Maybe like 10 more minutes we should be home. Yeah, it's just like traffic. I know. Yeah, when you're not going to work or you're not trying to get home, it's like always so much faster. It really is. Coming home from work is the longest it takes to get home ever. Alright, fair. Running late to work also feels like it takes forever as well. I think the traffic lights know. Yeah, they know you're trying to get somewhere, so they always give you reds. I know, the universe could be mean like that. I mean, we're kind of close. You're seeing landmarks. I can give you streets, but you'd be like, I don't know how close that is to the house. No, it's cute. I mean, you know major streets at least. Yeah. Because if I was all like, we're at Arnold's and Lee, you'd be like, I have no idea where that is. We are not there right now, no. It's on the other side of town. I love you. I do love you. Never, ever. You can never learn directions, and I'll still love you, baby. Yeah. Why do you need to know directions when you got me? Like, genuinely, though. Yeah, you never have to drive again unless you really want to. Oh my god, I'd be perfectly happy driving for the rest of our lives. I do mean that. Yeah. And if we only have to get one car, we could use the funds for the single individual cars to get one nicer car. Right? Yeah, because if we don't have to buy two cars, we just have to buy one car and get a really nice car. See? Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can get that McLaren from MASH. I'm still waiting on it. Still waiting on that McLaren. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we're not living in a shack. Somehow we upgraded to an apartment. So, you know, things are going pretty good. Did we land on 17 kids? I don't remember that. I don't remember how many kids. I thought we landed on like 3 or 4. Yeah, we gotta go find the MASH when we get home. It's like a fortune teller. We're like, tell me, what does it have? What does the information show? Yeah. Oh, it was fun. I love playing with you. Oh yeah, we gotta play that when we get home. I'd be so down. Did I do all the stuff I was supposed to do today? Oh, that's a big question. That's a big question. I did. Yeah, I was trying to find a way to like diplomatically answer. I did enough of it. I did. I was like somewhat responsible. I was like 68% responsible. Yeah. Well, I don't want to put any more percentages in. I think if I was a little bit more responsible, it'd been dangerous. Yeah. 68 was a good number. Mm-hmm. A little bit, but I can do that later. I can literally do it, like, when we're in bed tonight. I promise, it's fine, baby, it's fine. It really is, I'll get it done. It needs to be done by this Friday, I got time. Yeah, you know, listen, diamonds are made under pressure, so. You know what it's like to forget. No. You're not going to lecture me about procrastination, Missy. Coming from the queen of procrastination. Well, if you're the queen, then I'm the king of procrastination. Yeah, sure. We can be procrastination royalty. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, you are my queen, so look at that. I'll get it done. I'll do it before. Yeah, I will. No, I'm still making dinner. This is just a snack. I haven't decided yet. It's really up to you, Bubba. Yeah. How much do you want me to cook tonight is really the question. Because I have the chicken thawing, so I could totally, like... See, I remembered some stuff. I remember to dethaw the chicken. Yeah, so you can have that tonight, or... Do you have a sweet tooth tonight? We can do breakfast for dinner. Because I haven't had breakfast food in forever. I would literally do anything for some French toast right now. I don't know. I have like such a French toast craving right now. I think we have the ingredients for it. We can do it. I know we have pancake ingredients for sure. Yeah, I think we still have some bread. I'm like fairly certain. Oh, the hash browns are totally good. Yeah. Yeah, there's bacon in the drawer too, so we could totally do breakfast for dinner. If you want. Only if you want to. You know where my heart's at. The chicken will be good for tomorrow. I gotta season it and do a bunch of shit to it anyway, so it's not like... I mean, I could have it ready by tonight. You wanna do pasta? Yeah, no, it sounds like so much food. We can do breakfast. Breakfast sounds good. Ooh, that is tempting. You want a quesadilla? Oh, there's definitely ingredients for a quesadilla. I just season the chicken differently and I'll cut it up for a quesadilla. I could maybe do a Crunchwrap Supreme. I know you keep teasing me being like, you can't do it. I'm pretty sure I could do it. It's super doable. Yeah. Are you challenging me? I will do it tonight. I will. Yeah, anything not to do. Anything not to do what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. Supposed to do something completely different. No. We're going to spend the rest of the night making a Crunchwrap Supreme. I'm not going to do any of my responsibilities. We're going to completely blow that off to. Yeah. Oh, man. We can. I'll get it done first and I'll cook after. Yeah, deal. I do want to make it. That actually sounds like a lot of fun. It'd be fun for us to do together. I love cooking with you. It's so much fun cooking with you. Yeah. I think so. I think we both have our areas of specialty, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm a really good short order cook. Like, if I worked at the back of, like, a Greasy Spoon diner, I would kill. Yeah, I'd be a great short order cook. Yes, 100%. Like, you would master all fine dining, though. You would be a Michelin star chef. I think so, yeah. We're almost home. Yeah, literally after this light, we're basically there. Okay. Do you want to take a shower when you get in? It's up to you. If you take a shower, I can get my work done, so... That might actually work out. Alright. Sounds like a plan. Oh, baby, you never have to thank me for doing that. Well, it's my pleasure to pick you up. I love picking you up. I really do, Bobo. I really, really, really.